The plan passed by a substantial margin, and there was a good turnout. Nearly three-quarters of the region's 379 sane permit holders sent ballots into the National Marine Fisheries Service, which is administering the program. 215 of those saners voted yes, and 54 voted no. That means the plan moves forward.
We were really pleased to see that. You know, it sounded a lot closer, but really pleased to see that it was a significant margin.
Fishermen and Southeast Alaska Saners Association Executive Director Bob Thorsenson has long advocated for the buyback. It will pay out a total of over $13 million to retire 64 seine permits from fishermen who agreed to the deal prior to the vote. The program was initiated by an industry group called the Southeast Revitalization Association. The money comes from a federal loan, which the rest of the fleet will have to pay back. The association projects it could be paid off in 7 years, with each fisherman paying a fee based on 3% of their landings. That percentage could drop if the fee brings in more the revenue than expected, so Thorsenson thinks the assessment will be closer to 1% after a couple of years.
Yeah, but that's a very small price to pay to re-limit limited entry. You know, limited entry for the purse seine fleet was jacked up to numbers that were unsustainable back when this fishery began as limited entry fishery.
The first limited entry permits for saners were issued in 1975. Ultimately, 419 people qualified for them. A smaller grant-funded buyback program in 2008 helped reduce that number to current levels. With improving markets for Alaska salmon, participation has been on the upswing in the last several years. Thorsenson and other buyback proponents say that by reducing the number of permits again, the seine fishery will retain its value or grow more valuable for the remaining fleet. Many seiners rely on a variety of other fisheries besides salmon, but Thorsenson emphasizes that salmon, with its increasing price, has grown more important for their businesses.
We're going to see chum salmon probably at $1.20 and $1.25 this summer, which is the highest it's been for about a quarter century. And pink salmon prices over 50 cents, possibly 60 cents, which is the highest they've been in the quarter century. So salmon is going to be more and more of a contributing factor to guys' bottom line. I think it's going to be a real positive thing, both for the skippers and the crew of the same fleet.
Thorsenson acknowledges that the buyout has been a tough sell for some permit holders, but he thinks the economic benefits will be more evident after a couple of years. Opponents cite a variety of concerns, one of which is that the program is inflating the value of seine permits, making it tougher for new participants to buy in. The buyback will pay out an average of about $205,000 per permit. That's significantly higher than recent market prices. According to Alaska's Commercial Fisheries Entry Commission, Southeast seine permits sold for an average of $129,000 in 2011 and $168,000 just this past March. Petersburg Saner Charlie Christensen is one of the permit holders who voted against the buyout.
And I've been against it the whole time. I'm still against it. It's a colossal waste of money that we've had this many boats since limited entry. We managed to muddle through. I think it's more greed than anything else. You're going to get these permits down to so few and so expensive that nobody can get started in it and fish anymore. And the buyback programs, I've never been in favor of any of them. They don't seem to work very well for anybody.
Christensen thinks only those who supported the buyout should have to pay for it. As it is, he and the rest of the remaining saners will start paying for the program this season, and the 64 people who are selling their permits will get paid up front with the federal loan. Mike Sturtevant is the Fishing Capacity Reduction Program Manager for the National Marine Fisheries Service.
We hope to complete paying everybody by the end of June and start fee collection on catches. 3% fee will be tagged on to all future catches, hopefully around July 1st.
A notice about the program's passage is expected to be published in the Federal Register soon. After that, according to Sturtevant, anyone with a financial stake in any of the 64 permits has a month to take whatever action they need to take before those permits are gone. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.